Equality, racist, collusion, big words you throw around. The other day I used the free community van to get to stores I cannot get to easily on my own. Note, in the illustrations I am not taking sides. I am illustrating that there is confusion and disagreement in what race. What is racist? What is racism? And what it does is it makes people rigid, lie about what they think, and vote for Trump. Ugh. The driver of the van has a PhD in sociology. He asked me if it bothered me if he continued to listen to NPR radio, National Public Radio. There was a public debate on Trump and on the question whether he was a racist or not. I listened for at least half an hour, and observed that no one on the show bothered to define what they meant by racist. Or what is racism? So the discussion was as if blind people were discussing the color blue. Lots of talk. Lots of passion. Very little substance. This article will not be part of that discussion, argument, debate, whatever they call these things when people sound off to hear their own voice. Instead, it is going to be about memes. Memes that say things that use poorly defined words, to cause confusion. To cause people to have no clarity. So that people just repeat what they heard without being able to fully comprehend the meaning. You need big words for that kind of memes. Another big word that trips people up is equality. I grew up in a socialist country. Western people would call it communist, but those are two more big words that people have no idea what they actually mean. What they are and what they aren't. But even in a capitalist country toying with socialist ideas, equality is a total divider. Because people don't understand the word. This is the problem with words. They don't tell you what they mean. And you are not curious enough to find out. My hunch is that lots of people don't consider working with me because I sound racist, and I sound on the side of the bad people who deny equality to people. Or some horseshit like this. What they think, what they say about me says more about their low vocabulary, low clarity score, than about anything remotely connected to me. This word, equality, wreaks havoc with many of my students, and the two sociologists' PhDs in my life. So what is equal when we talk about equality? The Constitution of the United States is accurate in stating that all men are created equal. Created. They don't remain equal in a lot of ways, only in what creation is a permanent factor. The DNA tree. You are human. That is permanent. You won't turn into a different species, a subhuman, or an ape after you are born. You have potentials, like any and all other humans, regardless of the parentage. You have potential to do most things other humans can do. Just as well or better. Therefore, institutions, like legal, health, educational, etc. institutions, if they want to be constitutional, they need to consider your right for services equal to everyone else's. Meaning, this equality is intrinsic, it comes with the package that you are a human. But there is where equality ends. Everything other than that are not intrinsic and therefore can be measured. Because they are added or altered by yourself, as an individual. If you read books, then you have more words you can use correctly, more feelings, more distinctions, more ease and grace with which you can move about in the world. If you take on more responsibility, give more value at your work, then you can ask for a higher pay, because you earned it. No equality there. There wasn't equality in this regard even in the so-called communist country where I grew up. If you get along with people and they listen to you, if you speak well, then you are more equal than others. You are an asset to any community, family, or workplace. And you are worth more than others. So unless you can recognize the three levels of value, intrinsic, extrinsic, and systemic values, you will sound like those semi-moronic people on the radio show on Trump. Narrow cone of vision, no distinctions, no clarity, no sense. The average clarity, aka accurate vocabulary of the discussion was 1%, meaning that only 1% of the big words had actual meaning for the speakers. This is the number I measure in the starting point measurements. One of my students raised his 1% vocabulary to 3% through working with me. What does the increase signify? The normal human sees everything the same as everything else, except they see that occasionally they aren't the same. But that not sameness comes, always, as a surprise. It is like staring in the air, and suddenly out of seemingly nothing, a person appears. The more you see is distinct, the more power you have in your life. If you can tell things apart, the many kinds of smiles. Or tell apart arrogance from superiority. Outward humility from real humility. Piousness from being high vibration. Kindness from being condescending or smarmy. The shades you could see are endless, and unless you start learning them, you'll remain on a level where you are. and you will continue getting what you have been getting from life. Because life is not egalitarian. Not egalitarian at all. If you can outrun the tsunami, you'll live. If you can hear that it's coming, and your powers of persuasion to your family are enough to make them move, you'll live. By tsunami I mean every way life is threatening your life, your livelihood, your happiness, your health. You are born with thousands of ways to grow. Really, you are like a church organ, the one with the many pipes and one keyboard. As a potential. You either will create heavenly music or you'll create a sound here and a sound there. Or, of course, noise. You either fulfill your potential to some degree, or you won't. What will prevent you from fulfilling any of your potentials are the memes. Most memes that kill your potentials will come from your mother. Some come from your father, these you'll resist, and the rest will come from all over. Many of them from songs. When you listen to music, you are listening to a meme delivery method. You know what you know about love. You learned those from songs. All memes, all BS, all designed to keep you stupid, yearning, to be trapped in desire trap. To be unrealistic, and enslaved. All the people in the community then talked about their doctor's visits. What will be cut out next? And bristled at the mere mention of the idea that leaving your health to doctors is a bad idea. After all, doctors work so hard. And yet you die. Doctors are trained to say memes, trained to think in memes, and ignore reality. Doctors are trained to not ever look at cause and effect, because there is no money in it. For them. No money in health. Every doctor is taught to care only about money. And even the exceptional ones. These memes keep them hostage. You should hear to the memes in their heads. If there is no money in it, they won't say it. Dr. Richard Schultz is a billionaire. On the Forbes 100 list, last I checked. 20% truth value, 80% memes. Money-making memes. I am so angry. GRRR. LOL. Teachers, spiritual teachers, business teachers, wise people who haven't recognized memes will spew memes at you as well. There is no escaping the memes. There is no fighting the memes. But you can get smarter, see more, hear more, identify more, and to the degree you do, you learn to hear life underneath it all the lies. And follow life. Life wants more life, and life wants you to be all you can be. Really. Unequal. LOL. P.S. The other day one of my students said, what I said about myself in that incident is that I am worthless. What happens when you say that about yourself or another? Bad feelings, right? But if you looked at what you were saying, you are most likely accurate. You or the other person has no extrinsic value to provide. Intrinsically we are 100% valuable. To God. To life. But to society, to other people, you have to bring some skills, work, value, to have any worth extrinsically. Most people are unaware that worth includes extrinsic value. And one escape by their intrinsic value. Your intrinsic value matters only to your mother, and that is that. The rest of humanity wants you to carry your own weight and provide some value. Most people refuse. You get no respect? No love? Blame your unwillingness. In the growth course. The first question already made the course kind of bottom out. The first question was, what are your strengths? If you never endeavor to provide value, you base your answer on how you feel. That is the tree of knowledge, the Plato's cave answer, has no connection to reality. No participant had an answer what is their strength. What are your strengths? The growth course was a year-long course. You can get the myriad recordings of it, and use it as a growth instrument. Get a year's worth of fodder for growth.